NewsRamp Science Podcast, Wednesday evening, March 11th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
mining news breaks. Canemera Energy Metals Corp. reports high-grade rare earth results from Turvolandia project. Canemera Energy Metals Corp. reported positive assay results from the Turvolandia rare earth project in Brazil, with hole TUV-AUD-014 returning 3,255 ppm total rare earth oxide over 13 meters. The company sees potential for a large rare earth system in the area, with multiple holes showing elevated TERO from surface. The system remains open at depth, indicating further exploration opportunities.
Record gold prices are reshaping opportunities for emerging producers. The Fluor Minerals Inc. has seen a surge in gold prices due to inflation concerns and geopolitical uncertainty, driving investor interest. The company is advancing its position in Quiquez Abitibi Gold Belt with positive drilling results and progress on its Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill. Lafleur is strategically combining exploration success with existing infrastructure to strengthen its foothold in the rising gold market.
Researchers trace differing pediatric brain tumors to common source. New research has found a common biological vulnerability in three different pediatric brain tumors, offering hope for targeted therapies. The study, focusing on a rare childhood tumor, unexpectedly revealed this shared weakness. This breakthrough paves the way for potential treatments that could address all three cancers simultaneously. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. are now poised to advance drug development in this critical area.
Lafleur Minerals Inc. prepares for near-term transition from exploration to gold production. Lafleur Minerals Inc. is gearing up for a transition from exploration to gold production at its sites in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt of Eastern Canada. With a positive preliminary economic assessment for the Swanson Gold Dospit, the company is poised for a restart in production by year-end. The rising demand for gold, currently priced around $5,000 per ounce, further strengthens Lafleur's position in the market.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.